This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, smelly Walmart shoppers? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Hey, you plan on taking your funky butts to the polling precincts this year in November? How many of you plan on voting? By show of hands. Come on now, I can see you. I can feel you out there. How many? Are you going to vote? You're going to talk to people about voting? You're going to get other people to vote? What's been the timbre? The temperature of the water around with people around you. You met any Democrats that say, dude, I'm really sorry. I was giving you a hard time about Trump. That's what I'd really like to know. Do me a favor. Contact us and let me know if you know a Democrat that's kind of apologized to you that went, hey, you know, I'm really sorry, Kev. You know, you were right. Or maybe you know of one anecdotally, a friend of a friend. Just one degree, no more than 2 degrees of separation. Do you know a Democrat, a progressive, a leftist, a moron, an idiot, a brain-dead zombie? Do you know any of them who have made the switch? What about independents? You know any of them? And if let's just go for the trifecta. If they happen to be gay, black, a woman, a Guatemalan midget, please let me know. KJRadio.com. Call me at 844-551-8255. Yeah. Lots going on in the news that's making me ask you that question, because here's what I believe. I believe you're going to see the biggest mass exodus of Democrats in the history of this country happen in the next elections. Two of them, 2018 and 2024. Whoever the Democrats serve up in 2024 is bringing a lamb to the slaughter. That's right. You heard it here on the Kevin Jackson Show. And you believe it, you feel it, you know it, you're watching it. How many of your relatives have softened? Or, here's a better gauge, how many of them have gotten so mad? And so, and let me tell you why they've gotten so mad. They were mad to begin with, because you proved that you were smarter than they. But now they're really mad, because other people around them are going, they were smarter than you. Yeah, their little sphere, the circle of influence around them has softened. They're no longer the anti-Trump people. They're watching people around them get jobs, meaningful jobs. They're watching the news and they're watching the numbers and they're seeing unemployment go down. They're watching North Korea. They're watching Russia. They're watching China. They're watching everything and they're going, whoa, this is working. And it's driving them crazy. But what's really driving them crazy is it's influencing everybody around them. All their so-called satellites, their kids, their grandkids, their uncles and aunts, their friends, their, you know, other family members are all getting things that they didn't expect from Donald Trump. And these are good things. They're saying things like, geez, Mom, my health care insurance went way down. Now I don't have to pay that stupid, you know, copay or premium thing from Obamacare. I was actually able to go get that operation or go do something. Or the kids are going, I got a job. The city or the companies around them are saying, hey, we're flourishing. We're hiring. They're watching more people go to restaurants. They're seeing an uptick in all of the activities in there, and they have nowhere to run to. Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Oh, man. They got nowhere to go. They got nowhere to go. They don't know what to do. They're panicked. And they have a reason to be, because your smelly butt told them what to do. You smelly Walmart shoppers in Virginia and all over the world, that I'm making reference to, for those of you who don't know, Peter Strzok, the FBI agent who says that he's above and beyond reproach. I would never do anything to influence an election. How dare you? He went Shakespearean in the hearing. Thinks of himself as a patriot. Anyway, he called us smelly. Same thing Harry Reid said of the tourists. He's,
yeah, you can smell the tourists when they come into the Capitol building.
Bourgeois, look, I ain't gonna lie, I cannot stand smelly, funky people. Take your butt and get a bath. I was in France, trust me. Whoa! You gotta. I know why perfume was developed there. I know why they're experts. But the real smelly people are the people like Peter Strzok, the people who didn't trust you. Peter Strzok says, when he says we will stop them, he was saying we Americans, and then we stopped them. Oh, we stopped it. We stopped them. These swamp creatures who have been presiding over you. If you think the King of England that we separated from back in the 1700s was a bad dude, man, you ain't got. He's got nothing on the Obama administration. He would look at the Obama administration and go, I yield to you, sir. And he would yield because we are under attack like you've never believed. Man, don't even get me started. Don't get me started. And people like Strzok, they think they're patriots because that's how leftists think. They believe that what they do is for the greater good. Let me tell you something, folks. The reason why you don't see Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, Susan Rice, Barack Obama, all those clowns prosecuted, you don't see the left yelling for their scalps or their heads or whatever you want to, whatever metaphor works for you, is they don't believe they've committed any crimes. Pay attention. Don't be falling asleep in class and stop passing notes. They don't believe that these guys have committed any crimes. They believe that what they do is for the greater good. When Clapper goes on TV and lies, he's doing what they call it, Jiza in the with the Muslims. He lies because he's supposed to lie. If it's for the greater good, he can lie to you. If it's for the greater good, he can kill people in Benghazi and tell you it was a video. If it's for the greater good, he can run guns into Mexico and create this firestorm of immigration and tell you all is good. He can lie to you. And then you got Brennan coming on there. Brennan should be under a prison right now. Former CIA director. He's out there talking smack against the president. He feels like he's right. It doesn't matter what he says. So what, he lied. So what, he's a scoundrel. It's all for the greater good. They don't commit real crimes. They commit crimes that are for your good. When they steal from you and they raid the treasury, that's for your good. You don't know what to do with that money. What are you going to do with it? Waste it on, you know, frivolous things like your home or your cars or your kids or, you know, educations and saving for the future? Why not let government do that for you? They don't think what they do is wrong. They think what you do is wrong. And that's the problem in D.C. We got a lot to talk about. We'll be back in just a bit. Promise you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's a disgrace. It's not an easy negotiation. John Roberts, go ahead, John. No. John Roberts, go ahead. CNN is fake news. I don't take questions from CNN. CNN is fake news. I don't take questions from CNN. John Roberts of Fox. Let's go to a real network.
That was President Trump in Britain calling CNN fake news. And you know why that's such an important thing? He did it on the world stage. He dismissed CNN on the world stage. I want you to understand, this was America's biggest and most prestigious news network a decade or two ago. Maybe not even that far back. Barack Obama gave them credibility. Same with MSNBC. He put them on the map when he let somebody with the level of incompetence of Al Sharpton become a political pundit on that network. That's going to go down in the annals of journalism history as the biggest farce. I don't know how low you could go as a journalist than to make Al Sharpton one of your go-to guys. But that's what Obama did. He raised the level of incompetence to say, hey, look, I know he's an idiot. I know nobody else would hire him. MSNBC, I'm going to give him access to the White House. And they go, oh, let's bring on Al Sharpton. That should tell you there is no way Donald Trump would ever elevate a clown, a buffoon like Al Sharpton to the level of political pundit, nor would he bring him into his inner circle. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I love that Donald Trump is fearless in calling out the media. He's fearless in calling out people for their wrongs. And people, he doesn't have a filter. He's not presidential. What are you talking about? That's what you want out of a president. That's what you want out of people around you. Hey, does this dress make me look fat? Yeah. Get it off. Go get some. Wear black. Make it flow. You know, you can look good, big girl, but don't wear that muffin top. What are you talking about? You want people around you. Hey, your nose right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got a booger. You got a cliffhanger. Yeah, get that speck off your face. Oh, hey, did you realize you got a pimple? Put some makeup on that, girlfriend. We getting ready to go out. You want people around you who are willing to tell you what's going on. You got toilet paper out of your butt. What you do? Do number two. Don't let everybody know. They want you to tell you. They want people to tell you. Why do you want yes men? They make movies about yes men. They buffoon them. They tell you, oh, great. If you want to be a yes man, be ready to be a heel. Be ready to be a flunky. Donald Trump's not going to be your yes man. He tells the American people, you're getting hosed. I'm going to go take care of it. You know the only people who are fighting against Donald Trump are those who are invested in failure, or they're invested in fleecing you. Those are the people investing in the anti-Trump movement. And they exist. I'm telling you, they're going away. Guys, every single day, I'm going to get to some polling here in a bit. Every single day, you're watching Democrats leave that party in droves. If you could see it, it would look like Mexicans trying to get into America. Oh, yeah, he went there. What y'all looking at? I went there. What? There's an influx of Mexicans into America. Am I right or am I wrong? What y'all looking at me for? I'm right. There's an influx of Democrats coming into the Republican Party. You want to know why? Because one of them represents the crap hole country of Mexico, and one of them represents the United States of America. Can I get a mago? Yeah, MAGA, Make America Great Again, America First. You have a president flying around the world, and every time he leaves, you know he's coming back with something. You're like a kid going, Daddy, 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 what'd you bring me? I'm not saying that Trump is our daddy. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you, when you come back, you feel like that. What'd you get me, Dad? My sons, every time I come back, Dad, what'd you get me? Where'd you go? I went to Japan. Did you get me the game? One time I went to Japan, they said, Dad, can you find us this brand new game? I think it was like a Pokemon or something. And they go, it's only available in Japan. I scoured Tokyo to get this doggone game. Left Narita Airport, got me a cab. Trying to talk in broken Japanese to tell this dude, take me to the game. There's a place where you can go buy these bootleg games. And I went and bought my sons these bootleg Japanese games. Everything was in Japanese. But those little rascals figured it out, and they played it, and they were the toast of American kids for the better part of 2 months because it wasn't available in America. So all their little buddies are coming over to play the game, you know. Oh, man, what you do for your kids? But here's my point. Donald Trump goes off. He gets out of Narita Airport. He gets in the cab. He says, I got to find that game. The kids want it. And he went out there, and he did it. I know there's a lot to talk about today. There's a lot to talk about every single day. The good news is you're winning. Happy New Year, America. For the new people listening, what's Kevin talking about Happy New Year in July? Happy New Year. You are now able to pay off your tax debt sooner than you did before. And that's going to get better over the next 6 years. 6+ years. You feel better about who you are. You are looking more forward to the, I hate to say it, but the shopping season, because it's not about that, as you guys know. It's about the birth of Christ, but you're looking forward to Christmas. You're finally planning vacations with your family. You're freeing up time to take that night out with mama every now and then, or to rent a movie, or to go do something, you know, with your family that might actually cost a couple of bucks. Because Donald Trump's in the house. He's in the house. Donald Trump isn't playing. You know, he doesn't go somewhere and play games with America. He goes there with the idea of we're going to negotiate. But at the end of the negotiation, if America doesn't feel good about it, then the negotiation ain't going to happen. I'm going to talk about Brexit here in a bit. Now, some of you, Kevin, there's a lot on this Supreme Court stuff. Look, people talked about it on Friday. I'm going to talk about this, not Supreme Court, I meant the Strzok hearing. I'm going to talk about the Strzok hearing. I'm going to talk about the Supreme Court, too. I want to get more into this stuff. We definitely got to cover this. I just want to remind you that you have a guy that you elected, and in spite of the Jonah Goldbergs and the Ben Shapiros and the Guy Bensons and the Bill Crystals and the George Wills and even Dana Lash and Glenn Beck and all these guys that got together. You remember Romney? They conspired against him. And now he's in. And you know what all the Johnny come latelys? Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, look at us. Yeah, we're all for him now. Yeah, Jonah Goldberg said, I haven't said anything about Trump since he got elected. Well, good. I'm glad you've been biting your tongue. How about you saying something positive, you clown? Oh, man, these people think they're so smart. Trump goes overseas, and believe me, there are people within the so-called Republican Party who want him to fail just as much as those leftists. They'll accept his successes because it reflects good on the R that they have after their names. The ICANs, not the Republicans. The ICANs, because that's what they believe. They believe they set the stage for this. They believe it's all their work. It isn't their work. It's the hardcore people who have been staunchly conservative their entire lives and understand all the aspects of the conservative movement, not just the fiscal conservative nature of it or whatever else. We'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today at United Nations headquarters, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about the denuclearization of North Korea. He says it's been all laid out for North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un what he needs to do.
Chairman Kim made a promise. Chairman Kim told not only President Trump but President Moon that he was prepared to denuclearize. The scope and scale of that is agreed to. The North Koreans understand what that means. There's no mistake about what the scope of denuclearization looks like. So what do we need to see? We need to see Chairman Kim do what he promised the world he would do.
According to the New York Times, the FBI has a secretly taped conversation of President Trump and his longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, discussing paying hush money to a Playboy model who allegedly had an affair with Mr. Trump. Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, confirmed the recording's existence, but also said a payment was never made. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
With no allegations, indictment, that the Americans knew they were corresponding with Russian intelligence officers. There's no allegation in this indictment that any American citizen committed a crime. There's no allegation that the conspiracy changed the vote count or affected any election result.
So, why did we do it? Why did we indict these people? I mean,
this is what we found out, and we want to make sure it never happens again. And people are asking the question. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, it's Kevin Jackson Show.
People are asking the question, why did you not worry about any of this when it was happening all as the we act like the Russians are in like a new country.
Like, you know that new country, Russia, we heard they're trying to thwart our election.
Russia's been trying to thwart our elections since Russia was formed. It's called politics. It's called world politics. Look, we interfere with people's elections. They interfere with ours. It is what it is. But now, it's a big deal. And people are asking this question. Why didn't this matter when it was during the time of Obama? It's a pretty interesting question. Everything that we're talking about that's going on is going on, was going on not under Trump. It was going on during the time of Obama when Obama actually made the comment, the Russians are not interfering. This is what gets me. He said this. The Russians are not interfering with our elections. Do we have a clip of that? He says,
anybody tried to tell you the Russians are messing with us, they ain't messing with us.
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections, in part because they're so decentralized and the numbers of votes involved. There's no evidence that that has happened in the past or that there are instances in which that will happen this time. And so I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes. And if he got the most votes, then it would be my expectation of Hillary Clinton to offer a gracious concession speech and pledge to work with him in order to make sure that the American people benefit from an effective government.
Yeah! See, that's what you say when you know you stacked the deck against somebody and you don't believe that they have a snowball's chance in H.E. Double Crooked Socks to win! Glad you guys are with me, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. See, they had it. It was done. This was baked. There is no way that Donald Trump was going to win president. So here's Barack Obama. He's telling us, look, the Russians, they got nothing. What are they going to do to us?
There's no credible people out here that, you know, going to say something like that. I mean, if Donald Trump needs to just go out there and make his case. You win, hey, it's a big deal. Congratulations. And Hillary Clinton should congratulate him. But if you lose, it ain't the Russians. And what is it that these people have done? What do I tell you guys all the time? I tell you the left are going to tell you their strategy. All you got to do is listen. They tell you what they're going to do. Barack Obama, they set the Russian thing in motion. They said, we'll get Trump talking about, we'll get people, you know, him, make him have an excuse, knowing that that's their excuse, knowing that if they lose, they're going to do everything that they just told you, that he shouldn't do. And listen to that clip again. Go back and find it in the archives, because it's, you know, you pull up on the podcast. Listen to it. And they told Barack Obama told you exactly what is being played out right now. And the only thing that what he was saying is what they would say when Hillary Clinton won. They were prepping that if Donald Trump blames the Russians or says there's a reason why I'm losing, and here's why. The Democrats had already set it up that way. Whether you believe it or not, I mean, I'm going to tell you. I think if there was any Russian shenanigans, it was to help Hillary. You would be crazy as Putin to want to deal with Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. You'd be crazy. That's already playing itself out. All these world leaders that called Hillary and said, we sure hope you win, Ms. Clinton. It wasn't because they think Hillary was competent. It was quite the opposite. That is, if they even called. So they lay out the strategy for you. Barack Obama, I would just, if I were Trump's military, if I was Trump's attorneys, I would literally take this information to Mueller and say, look, here's what the President of the United States says. Why are you investigating this? And why would you say I'm the one in collusion with him when you've watched him actually say I will have in my next term to Medvedev, I will have more, what did he say, flexibility? So here's Barack Obama saying, when I'm reelected in 2012, I'll have more flexibility to deal with your issues. I won't be encumbered by a public, by an American public. I'll do what I want to do. And we're going to strategize together to make sure that Hillary Clinton wins so we continue to further our agenda of hate America together. And then he comes out and he says to us, hey, don't worry about it. There's not going to happen. Trump just needs to go get elected. And if he gets elected, Hillary Clinton needs to just admit that he beat her. And that's that. We all just go and get along. That's the way our republic works. Except when it doesn't work that way, when they don't get their way, the little whiny babies. Yep. You're winning. You are winning. Look, there was a guy on CNN. His name is Smirkanish. He loses it over Trump. I think it was related. I don't even remember what it was related to. Do you guys remember? I honestly don't. I just know when he recovers, he goes right back to the talking points. So check this out.
What are your thoughts? Tweet me at Smirkanish. Go to my Facebook page. I will read some responses throughout the course of the program. Will you hold Obama accountable? You say you are fair. We will see. I mean, all this meddling happened under Obama, and no one cares. This is why the American people get so frustrated with the media. This is why Trump will win again in the midterm. And you know what? The president tweeted today on exactly that point. That was his initial response. Here's what I'm looking for. Instead of this going on between liberals and conservatives, Republicans and Democrats, what happened to when we were united against a common enemy? This was terrorism. We were the victims of a terror strike. And will the commander-in-chief on Monday hold accountable the presumed perpetrator of that terror strike? Stop all the liberal, conservative, red state, blue state stuff. Our partisan differences used to end at the water's edge. Now let's get back to those times. Sorry, I lost my place. Give me the part that says what's coming up. Oh, thank you, Catherine. Go vote at Smirconish.com and tell me whether you think the president is going to confront Vladimir Putin with the recent indictments. And at the end of this hour, I will give you the result.
How funny is that? Wow. So that's MSNBC, I think it is, or MSC, one of them. I don't pay much attention to them, but that's Smirconish. And he's saying, why do we have all this partisan bickering? And he's saying, who's he talking to? He's not talking to us. Because there is no partisan bickering on our part. I don't know about you, but Happy New Year, Happy Birthday, Happy Bar Mitzvah, Bat Mitzvah, Quinceañera, whatever you're celebrating. Welcome to the new America, folks. Merry Christmas. Yeah, he's talking to his audience. Where's the why the partisan bickering? Why are we doing this? And the reason is, we won, they lost, and they don't know how to handle it. Partisan bickering? Why is the president not responding to this Russian interference? This is an attack on our republic. Or is it? Barack Obama said it couldn't happen. So is it an attack on our republic, or is it a contrived attack on our republic based on the nonsense of the left, because they wanted to win and take away any excuse that Donald Trump had because they were the ones using the Russians. They were the ones partnered with the Russians. Look, you don't have to be a genius to go back and look at every single thing we've connected the dots on for Russia to know that these clowns are the ones who are guilty of dealing with Russia. And here's what's funny. Smirconish then comes back and he says, well, you know, and here's the teaser. Will President Trump address these 12 nobodies that we've indicted so that we can continue the Russian narrative? And the short answer is Trump said, screw you. I don't have to address Jack. I'm not playing into your stupid game. We got real issues with Russia. It doesn't have to do with these hackers. And by the way, in case you don't know this about America, but we hack them too. Yeah, we hack governments all the time. And I'll tell you something else. We have the best hackers. Despite what these people, you know, tell you and make it sound like the boogeyman is in China or Russia or it's Guccifer or whomever, the United States, we have the best hackers. We have the best spies. We have the best trade craft. We've been doing this a long time. So don't worry. But the Democrats act like the only bad guys are there. Look, I'm not even saying these people are bad. They're doing their jobs.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Samantha, you dealt with Russians under President Obama. Is there anything in the indictment today that surprises you, or is that pretty much what the Obama administration suspected was happening?
Well, I think what we learned from the indictments today is that intelligence collection gets better over time and not worse. These indictments contain so much information, much more detailed information, on these individuals and on the reach of the GRU. Remember, the GRU, the Russian Military Intelligence Unit, was sanctioned back in 2016. We know that they were up to no good. The intelligence community referenced the GRU in the January intelligence assessment that they issued. And what we're learning in these various indictments is exactly what the GRU did, and the intelligence is building on itself so that we get even more information over time.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Now, that was a woman who worked for Obama in the State Department, blah, blah, blah. And she's saying, yeah, yeah, so we got all this information about the Russians, yada, yada, yada. And I'm going to play the rest when Jake Tapper really sort of goes after her. But I want to replay the Obama clip where he tells us point blank, don't worry about the Russians, because we're talking about up to 2016. This is in the same time frame that Barack Obama tells us, don't worry about them.
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections, in part because they're so decentralized and the numbers of votes involved. There's no evidence that that has happened in the past or that there are instances in which that will happen this time. And so I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes. And if he got the most votes, then it would be my expectation of Hillary Clinton to offer a gracious concession speech and pledge to work with him in order to make sure that the American people benefit from an effective government.
So from his own mouth, Barack Obama says to us, there's no serious Russian threat. Okay, can we take him at his word or not? I'll let you decide on that. But then we get Jake Tapper, and this is, I consider this one of these signs, folks, that says, wait a minute, hold on a second. When was all this occurring? So here's the rest of this clip.
I have to say, and it's unfair, I suppose, to like hold you responsible for the entire Obama administration, but you read this indictment and you think, boy, the Obama administration, they really kind of missed the ball on this. I mean, yes, they issued that report, but President Obama said, what did he say? He told Putin to cut it out or knock it off. It wasn't particularly strong. And then there was all this hesitation about warning the American people for fear of looking partisan. In retrospect, doesn't it seem to you that perhaps the Obama administration was at least to a degree asleep at the switch?
Well, I'm not here to be an apologist for the Obama administration. I was gone when this happened. But I think we have two separate things here. We have one, what intelligence did we have when this attack started? So 2016, 2015, 2014, when did we start to know what the Russians were up to? That's question number one.
Let me answer that number one for her. The whole time Obama was president. Because the Russians have been attacking us the entire time that we've been a republic. I mean, in the modern era, since World War II, when we started giving them secrets, and when leftists started giving them secrets of the atomic bomb, since then, they have waged espionage against us. Look, folks, without the Russians, we don't have half the Hollywood movies we have. So what are they talking about? See, the left want to pretend that all this is new stuff. Nothing's new here. There's nothing new under the sun. This is absolute incompetence at the highest level. And to be honest with you, much ado about nothing, because the left needs an excuse to delegitimize Donald Trump. It's really that simple. That's what I want to get into. I want to get into Obama not being around. He's MIA. And for the record, the Democrats should consider themselves lucky that Obama stays out of the spotlight and is only just a deep state swamp rat trying to influence elections through crooked means. And he better do all that he can right now, because he's and his crew are really set up very closely to going to prison. Donald Trump has been a godsend to this country, and people now realize just how toxic Barack Obama was. The only person more toxic for the Democrats is Hillary Clinton. And that's saying a lot, given the likes of Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters, and a perennial whipping girl, Nancy Pelosi. But as the Hill points out, the most important midterm election in a century is fast approaching. I'm reading this. Democrats across America are fighting for their political lives. Passionate patriots across the nation are marching in the streets, registering voters, campaigning for candidates, fighting like hell to end the corruptions and injustices that President Trump and those George Will recently called his poodles in Washington are opposing on America. This is in The Hill. I'm quoting The Hill, a guy named Bukowski. And he's telling us what's going on across the nation. All this passion that's out there for the leftists. They wanted to end the hell. That was his word. The hell to end the corruptions, period, and injustices. A dude that wholly overlooked all that with Obama. Here's what he goes on to say. From Trump's inauguration until today, while former President George W. Bush has earned widespread praise for speaking out clearly and cogently against major outrages committed by President Trump, former President Obama has remained virtually silent and politically AWOL in the great battle for the future of America in the midterm elections. First of all, George Bush is a putz, and nobody listens to him. The left only care about him when he says something they like. Other than that, he's so marginalized, nobody even knows. But most of them don't even remember him as president. They're like, Bush who? What? Well, I don't even know. What you talking about? So who cares about Bush? But let me tell you why Bush has the nerve to speak out. He ain't going to prison. Barack Obama better be very careful with what he says. He better hinge on every word that he chooses going forward, because that bony son of a gun is close to going to prison. That's why. They said there are reports that Obama intends to engage in the campaign soon. If they are true, I will sing his praises. Obama doing a DNC fundraiser is good. The Democrats urgently need a much larger presence on a much larger stage on the big issues that move voters. Let me tell you something, leftist zombie morons, whatever you want to call, whatever I deem you, because that's what you are. There is no hope. There is no salvation coming from Barack Obama. And let me tell you why. Nobody cares. Obama's ideas are so bad that nobody wants him. If Barack Obama were the pariah, he is a pariah. If he were the savior, the messiah that the left believe him to be, he'd be out there. He'd be bigger than life. He'd be holding huge rallies. He'd be doing all this stuff. You know why he can't do it? Because no, Jay-Z ain't going to save him now. How many free concerts and appearances do you think this billionaire Jay-Z and his billionaire wife Beyonce want to be at for everybody? Look, they'll come to something where they think it's a big deal, but you think they're going to be working all these congressional campaigns and all that? Forget it. And neither are any of the rest of their crew. They're watching. You're seeing the change. I dare anybody, call the show, 844-551-8255. Answer this question. Do you believe if Barack Obama thought he were as popular as Donald Trump that he wouldn't be out there showing him up? Who? Who believes that? And by the way, who could the Democrats bring? Hillary Clinton, they're saying she's going to run again in 2020. Fat chance, sister. But let's say that they are looking at that. Why isn't Hillary Clinton being requested to come run with all these candidates? Claire McCaskill is fighting for her Senate life, her senatorial life. She was a huge Hillary Clinton fan. Why hasn't Claire McCaskill said, will you please get Hillary Clinton to come campaign with me in Missouri? Why hasn't Manchin asked for Barack Obama in West Virginia, where he's from? Or Corker, or any of them. Why have they not asked for these heavyweights, these political leviathans, to come and do something with them? It's a very simple answer. They don't want them. But this guy says, Obama must get off the bench, rise to the occasion, join the fight, act like the leader I fervently supported in 2008 and 2012. Now, today, immediately. He says, as Jack Kennedy would have done if he were here today, as Robert Kennedy would have done, as Martin Luther King would do, as young people, women, and multitudes of people are doing across the country. He's naming people who are Republicans or who would be Republicans today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.